Welcome to the Surely Not Podcast, a production of Whitewater Publications. Join Cassie Garrett and Alan Stanger as they dissect the top headlines, social media posts, and internet stories that just make you scratch your head and say, surely not. Join them as they get to the truth of the matter on the Surely Not Podcast. Green eggs and ham, I am.
Sam, I am.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Seuss.
Classics.
How you doing?
Good. How are you, Alan?
Good. I'm Alan Stanger with
Cassie Garrett.
And you're listening to the Surely Not Podcast. So, I saw this on the internet. Had to be true. Been on the news. Has to be true.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Seuss books are being canceled.
So sad. This is kind of a sad podcast for me.
It is sad.
Yeah.
So what's the truth?
Well, the truth is there are titles that are being canceled.
Surely not.
100%. Six Dr. Seuss books will no longer be published because they portray people in ways that are hurtful and wrong. The titles that we're getting rid of are And to Think That I Saw It on Mulberry Street, If I Ran the Zoo, McElligot's Pool, On Beyond Zebra, Scrambled Eggs Super, The Cat's Quizzer.
So, why now?
Well, there was actually a statement from the company that talked about why they were going to do away with it. So, a study published in 2019 examined 50 books by Dr. Seuss and found 43 out of the 45 characters of color have characteristics aligning with the definition of Orientalism, or the stereotypical offensive portrayal of Asia. And the two African characters, the study says, both have anti-black characteristics.
So the most important thing I heard in that was the study was done in 2019.
Yes.
Not 2021.
It wasn't.
Everybody thinks it just now happened. This is something that's been researched for a while.
And that's exactly right. It's when this stuff comes up, one of the things that I will recommend 100% from a journalist standpoint is look at the date, because you'll see stories that someone comes across and then they share it again because it's just so easy to do with the click of a button. You share it and people don't realize that it was 10 years ago, 5 years ago, anything like that. So yeah, this started in 2019.
So, I mean, I'm sad. I grew up reading Dr. Seuss. I didn't think anything, or maybe I wasn't reading the right books.
I don't know. You know, I mean, this is hard for me, too. When I look at these books and I think about the memories I had with them, it was always more imaginative memories and kind of placing myself in these books that were just so colorful and so fun. I don't know. You know, I mean, that's a really hard one for me to understand. Well, and the thing about it is that they give you two specific examples that came from the study that are found in the books, The Cat's Quizzer, Are You Smarter Than the Cat in the Hat, and If I Ran the Zoo. In The Cat's Quizzer, the Japanese character is referred to as a Japanese, has a bright yellow face, and is standing on what appears to be Mount Fuji, the author wrote.
So I guess I'm confused. What makes that not acceptable?
Well, you know, me too, and especially in the sense that, you know, he's referred to as a Japanese. Is that wrong?
Yeah, so I guess part of the conundrum, when did he write these books?
The 1920s.
So there was a lot of things that were acceptable in the 1920s, mm-hmm. which are frowned upon now, obviously.
Sure.
Do I think you canceled the book because of that? I don't know.
Yeah, you know, that's where it gets really tough, because at the end of the day, I think it boils down to if this is really hurtful to someone, you know, they read this book and it hurts them, I can understand that. You know, and I don't know if that looks like you cancel it or whatever that looks like, but I guess it's the bright yellow face. That maybe because they're Japanese and then they tie it with that. they feel like is racist?
I don't know.
So moving on to the next one, regarding if I ran the zoo, the study points out another example of Orientalism and white supremacy. The three and only three Asian characters who are not wearing conical hats are carrying a white male on their heads. And if I ran the zoo, the white male is not only on top of and being carried by these Asian characters, but he is also holding a gun, illustrating dominance. The text beneath the Asian characters describes them as helpers who all wear their eyes at a slant from countries no one can spell, the study author wrote.
So I can see where that would be offensive.
Yeah. I was reading that one. I was like, okay.
Yes.
So yeah, you know, I get that. And I can honestly say that, what does that look like then? Do you just cancel these books? It's clearly, that's not right. I don't know what the answer is to those things. I do understand though, when it comes to something like that, yeah, like that's rough. Yeah.
And once again, it was written in a different time.
It was.
Different era.
It was.
Was it right then? No, but it was accepted then.
And I think, do we rewrite it then? Do we get completely rid of these classics, or do we update it? We say, hey, we have grown, which that's kind of what America's always been about. You know, you started in a place and then you grew from it.
Right.
We didn't just accept this. So I think that's a good thing. I just don't know if this is, you know, kind of going that far. the study that they did also argues that since the majority of human characters in Dr. Seuss books are white, his works inadvertently or not center whiteness and thus perpetuate. You say it, Alan.
Well, I'm just going to say bullshit.
White supremacy. So now that gets a little tough for me.
Yeah, that I have a hard time with that.
I do too. I think that's when things get taken out of context. That's hard for me. I don't think, even if you say, hey, we need to be a little bit more diverse in these books, and as to your point, it was a different time, but do we really take it to white supremacy?
Yeah, that's not.
Yeah, that's a really far spectrum, I feel like. So then it goes on to talk about, you know, separating Seuss from children's literature. And then at the time, a school district in Virginia made headlines for allegedly banning books by Dr. Seuss. So no more books in the schools, which, you know, kind of makes you a little bit nervous. I've always been worried about erasing history.
I've always, if those of our listeners that listen to the other podcast I'm on, Cross the Line 1524, I've made the same statement a lot. Our history is our history.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it's good, some of it's bad, but it's what's got us to where we're at now, so
right.
We understand. You don't erase history.
I don't think you
learn.
Can.
You learn from your history.
If we erase history, we're going to make the same mistakes. We're not going to learn from what's happened in the past. And I think that we're doing a gross injustice to the next generations that didn't experience that personally and firsthand. They need to know what that felt like, you know, during the civil rights movement, during the Jim Crow laws. If we get rid of all that, we'll never understand the effects that had on the people that it had effects on.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
So that you know, and I get these are children books, so that can be taken differently. But I still don't think that you can just delete them from history. Another school, though, located in Ashburn, said it's not banning books by the famous children's author. It's just discouraging a connection between Read Across America Day, which was created to get kids excited about reading, and Dr. Seuss's birthday. They both fall on March 2nd and have been historically connected to each other. And that's true. My little girl still, on Dr. Seuss's birthday, they do all kinds of fun stuff that whole week. You know,
right?
Different mismatched socks, zany hair, all that stuff. So that is sad because that's some of the imagination that goes into kids with Dr. Seuss.
So, I mean, this is sad. It's sad.
It is sad.
So do you? I think it's very significant when all this was released to the public.
I agree. People were really divided about this, and they were really upset about it.
Yeah,
they saw a strong outpouring.
They released it when, you know, we've got all kind of undertones, mm-hmm. overtones, and are being told what's right or wrong.
Right. Which makes you feel like it's on purpose, because yeah. if the study's done in 2019 and we don't really have anything on it from then.
So, you know, several years later, they release it right in the midst of, you know, the unrest in our country.
Right.
Which leads you to believe it may have been for financial reasons.
Well, and it leads you to believe that the media continually disillusions people.
Right.
And kind of leads them astray because they pick it up when it works for them.
Right.
And that's sad. I mean, you know, this was something that feels like if it was done in 2019, there may have been some real teeth behind it, some real grit behind it. You know, maybe they were really digging into these books and they said, hey, we don't want to promote this, but to use it to people's advantage, I think, is really wrong. And then that's why you see so much emotion tied to it, because who knows about this 2019 study? I mean, did you know about that?
No. Nobody knew about it.
No. So we're just connecting it to our feelings, our childhoods. You know, you're taking these childhood books away from us, but we're not educating people, right or wrong, whether your opinion is that this is right or it's wrong. We're still not giving you the tools to make a correct decision. We're just saying, hey, we pulled them. We're done.
Yeah.
And you see that with a lot of stuff.
Yes. So I see you got some facts on here about pricing now.
Yeah, so I found that really interesting. I was curious, now that all this has come out, what that would look like. You know, were people still buying it? Was it sought after? Or did it just kind of go away? So I started looking. I started with If I Ran the Zoo. Now, I went to Amazon because they have more of a set base price, and then, you know, kind of from this price down. eBay is kind of all over the board, but I did see higher prices on eBay. You know, there was a couple books that went for like $324. You can look that up. But on Amazon, If I Ran the Zoo, the hardcover was up to $145 is where it started, and the softcover was $155.
Crazy.
Yes. I mean, these little Dr. Seuss books that you find at yard sales, you know, Goodwill, they're going for a very high price. And, you know, if you look at the description on If I Ran the Zoo, it's so innocent. You know, I mean, it talks about Gerald McGrew imagines the myriad of animals he'd have in his very own zoo and the ventures he'll have to go on in order to gather them all, featuring everything from a lion with the 10 feet to a Fizzum, a Wizzum, a Dill. This is a classic Seussian crowd pleaser. In fact, one of Gerald's creatures has even become a part of the language, the nerd.
So I had looked before we started a podcast up, mm-hmm. I was looking for some Dr. Seuss phrases. He has added words to the dictionary and vocabulary, hundreds of them.
Right.
Hundreds of them. It's pretty amazing.
It is amazing. It's kind of like supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Yeah.
Yes.
He looks...
The Sound of Music.
Alan looks perplexed.
Julie Andrews.
What? Is that what that's from?
It is.
I thought that was from Mary Poppins, Alan.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it's Mary Poppins.
Dang.
Because let's talk about The Sound of Music. They got all them kids.
I'm going to have to edit that out.
And that's funny.
Are you sure about that?
Yes, because The Sound of Music was all those little kids that lined up when their dad blew the whistle and they sang all those nice songs. And Mary Poppins was like, I got sugar in my pocket.
By golly, it was.
And it helps medicine go down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
1964 film by Mary Poppins. Is that, we still allowed to watch that one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That Mary Poppins is serious.
That one's not been canceled?
It has not been canceled. I think Disney has pulled back on some movies. I can't speak to that exactly because I don't know which ones, but
they've canceled some actresses.
Yeah, and it's pretty across the board right now, I think.
Yeah.
And it's really a shame how much it divides. It's like a company comes out and they have these standards. And more than really stopping people from shopping there. I mean, I think that when a company does something that you're against, you want to make that stand up. You want to say, I'm not going to support this. I'm not going to support the NFL. I'm not going to support whatever. But, you know, 6 months go by, a year go by, and you need something from the grocery store, and you go. And in the meantime, it seems like all it really did was cause a lot of turmoil and divide in our country.
It's exactly what it does.
Yeah, so that's a shame. But moving on, then another book, On Beyond Zebra, which is one of the six that were canceled, on Amazon. The hardcover is $200, and the softcover is $149.99.
Wow.
Yeah. And that one, you know, and again, when you're looking at these from a descriptive standpoint, you know, this one, if you think the alphabet stops with Z, you're wrong. So wrong. Leave it to Conrad Cornelius, O'Donnell, Odell, with a little help from Dr. Seuss, to create an entirely new alphabet beginning with Z. So, you know, that's a rhyming picture book that introduces 20 new letters and the creatures that one can spell with them. So it's hard. It's so hard to tie that to racism when you look at it in that sense.
Just not. It makes no sense whatsoever.
I don't think so. I mean, I think that it's something that can definitely be discussed. I'm a big believer in giving people a chance to speak on things. So I think that, you know, almost anything that I do a story on, unless it's an editorial from a person view, you have to really dissect what makes someone feel like this. And it makes me wonder about that study. Who did the study?
Right.
Who was it? You know, is it a bias from there? I don't know. I don't know the answers to that. But I will say, if you have a copy of Mick Elligott's Pool, that one on Amazon is at $398 right now.
All right. I'm headed to my mom's house.
That's what I'm saying.
Check out our Dr. Seuss books from when I was a kid.
Goodwill.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It really is. I'm sure that we have some of these books in our house. And as a parent, it does make me stop and think what I'm introducing to my kids. But gosh, I have such a good feeling with Dr. Seuss and have so many good memories of laughing and reading those books. That
the words made it fun to read.
It did.
It really did. You know, they didn't make sense.
No.
But it made it fun to read.
It did. And the pictures and all of those illustrations, they were really fun.
You know, and to say that it was a basis for white supremacy, I just have problems with that.
Yeah, I don't know how we attribute everything back to that. Yeah, it just, was that really their intentions at the time? Maybe it was, you know, but I feel like it wasn't. I feel like that was even a time in America that was so much more simple and so much more honest that I feel like that wouldn't have been the intentions. Nowadays, I could see that.
Oh, yeah. Nowadays,
right?
Yes.
I mean, now you could see somebody specifically going out and doing something to harm somebody else or harm another group. But in that time period, I don't know.
Doesn't make much sense.
No.
So, for Surely Not, I'm Alan Stanger with
Cassie Garrett.
We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to the Surely Not Podcast, a production of Whitewater Publications. With Cassie Garrett and myself, Alan Stanger, we hope you've enjoyed. Please take time on whatever podcast app or player that you are using and leave us a 5-star rating and a positive comment. It just helps promote the podcast that much more. If you like, go to our web hosting site, anchor.fm, and leave us a message right on our podcast page, and we'll get back to you. It's a fun time. If you got suggestions, leave it on our Facebook page, or you can email us at surelynotpodcast1@gmail.com. So till next time, I'm Alan Stanger for Cassie Garrett, and you know what they say.
Surely not.